Hello and welcome to the Peaches Influence, the podcast on life growth and fulfillment. I am Sin and I'm here to direct you to be part of achieving that ultimate life fulfillment and satisfaction. Every Saturday, I will be sharing with you enlightenment, inspiration, and reflections to turn your goals and dreams to reality. I'll also answer your questions at the end of every podcast. So if you want your question to be featured, submit the audio or written question to the podcast page of my website, peaches.com. I would love to hear from you. Life is a canvas and you are the artist. Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome to episode 2 of the Peaches Influence. I'm so happy to see you today. So happy that you're all back. I hope your week has been blessed because mine has just been amazing. So today we're going to be starting a new series called Discovering the Creative You. Now, there's this misconception going out there that only a few select people can be creative, that there's only these few set of gifted people that can be creative, that why the rest of us can be creative. But I meant to tell you today that, say, anybody, listen to me, anybody can be creative. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter your race, your tribe, your color, your religion, doesn't matter what you are in quotes or who you are or how you see yourself, your height, your color, nothing. I believe that in every one of us is the potential and the ability to be a creative person. I repeat, I believe that in every one of us is the ability and potential to be a creative person. So let's jump right into today's podcast. First of all, I want to pause this podcast. Then go get a pen and bear because you're gonna need it as we go ahead in this podcast. So, have you gotten it very good? Now, number one thing you need to do to be a creative person. So, first on the series today is developing a creative mind. So, the first part of this series is gonna be developing a creative mind. So, number one in developing a creative mind is acquire knowledge. I don't know how to put it, but know this. Knowledge is power. Like, I've been hearing that for a long time, but I didn't really understand. But now I know that knowledge is power. Now, even the Bible says that, see, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for ignorance. See, if you believe that knowledge is too difficult to acquire, then trust me, you don't know the price for ignorance. The price for ignorance is so high that you don't even want to think about it. So, first of all, I want you to, on that pen and paper, I want you to write down area or area you want to become a creative person, whether it's music, art, engineering, film, decoration, fashion, as far as your mind can think. I want you to write those areas down. Now, the next thing I want you to do is ask yourself, okay, this area that I want to be a creative person in it, what books do I need to read concerning this area? Which person do I need to meet concerning this area? Who do I know that are the best creative in this area that I need to start follow, that I need to start reading their books, reading their content, that I need to start following? Who are the people I need to start following in this area that I want to be a creative? Because that's the first step. You need to start acquiring knowledge. You need to start acquiring knowledge in this particular area. You need to start saying, hey, I need to get knowledge. I need to get acquainted. I need to start knowing things about this area that I am so passionate about, that I so much want to know about. So get knowledge. Number two is know who you are. This, I don't know how to emphasize this, but see, even if you know the area you want to be creative in, if you don't know who you are, it's going to be difficult because you just see yourself jumping from one place to another. You see yourself, oh, today I have to be creative in music. And you find that, oh, I don't know how to do it. Then you jump to dancing. Oh, this is too much. You jump to art. Oh, this is too much. You jump to the writing. Oh, this is too much. You jump to the... First of all, you need to sit down and ask yourself, in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, do I still see myself doing this thing? In 10, 20 years time, can I still be proud to say, okay, I'm a writer? Can I be proud to say I'm a dancer? Can I be proud to say, okay, I'm involved in one way or the other in this thing that I want to be a creative person in? Or is it just something that I just want to pass my time with? Because see, life is too short to waste your time on unproductive on things that you are not going to use or things you're not going to need in the long run. Life is just too short for you to waste it on that. So know yourself, ask yourself, does this thing really matter to me, or am I using it because at the moment I really don't know what to do with my time? That's the second thing you need to do. Number three, speak and listen to people who have already gone ahead of you in this area. Now, you say you have to be a writer. Which writers are you listening to? Which writers do you listen to? Which writers do you follow? Their books, have you read their books, their biography? Have you gone to their website and asked them questions that, okay, how do you get inspiration? What do you do in your daily routine? What are those things that you do that help you get inspiration? Now, I'm not saying that you should pick one person and copy the person's style. No, all you're trying to do is get inspired. Maybe, okay, if this is what this person do, you do those things and try to make those things work for you. You don't just look for one person, oh, and copy them. No, you take those things that they are telling you about themselves and let it work for you. You don't work for those things. You don't take yourself and form another clone of that person. No, you are not being a creative. You are just being a fake person trying to live the life of another person. What you do is take this person and like, okay, I like the way this person is. I like the way this person operates. So what I'm going to do is this. I am going to take all those things that this person is doing. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to ask myself, how can I make this thing work for me? How can I make this thing me? My own style, not just the person's style, not just another writer like this. When people see this thing, they should be able to see you. They should be able to see a unique person. Not that, oh, this person reminds me of this other person. No. You are not being a creative. You are not being unique. Creative people are unique people. They are one of a kind. They are kind of people that, okay, people are like, wow, I see this person. Wow. I don't think I've ever seen anybody like this. Like, I have people that I follow and I'm like trying to look for other people like them. And I tend to find it very difficult because they are creative people. They are different. They have their own unique style. So looking for people that look like them is normally difficult. So you know that, okay, this person did not copy anybody. Like, these people, wow, they're creative. Like, that's what you need to do. The next one is give yourself time to think. Creative mind development. You need to give yourself time to think. You should not always just find yourself in a very, like, I know people that love noise. Like, they don't give yourself time to think. Their mind is always moving up or down, like left, right, center, every year. Their mind is just every year. But you need to, to be a creative, you need to sit yourself down. Maybe you take a particular topic and think on that topic, just on that particular topic, ponder on it. A very good exercise for you to do is maybe pick a topic, maybe like truth, and write everything you might can literally fathom on truth. Just keep writing. And when you finish writing, you can go back and start reading what you've written down. And then you now know, oh, so this is my own concept of this. So recently, I picked up watercoloring. I started watercoloring recently. And I was thinking of something. I was imagining my mind the marks that humans wear. Like, you know, most people tend to put on the marks in front of others. And as I was picturing it, I started coloring. And at the end of it, I was pretty shocked by what I drew. It was pretty. I'm like, whoa. Okay, so I'm gonna put a picture of what I drew, of what I drew on my blog. And I'm like, wow. So this is what my mind comes to my mind when I think of masks, when I think of people pretending. So this is what I think of. And also realize that, okay, when I think of people pretending, I think of people who are in pain, people who are suffering, and they just know how to say that. So they put on a mask of indifference, they put on a mask of this, and I'm like, wow. So give yourself time to be creative. Like, give yourself time. Like, take out the time and think. It doesn't have to be painted. It doesn't have to be. Just don't let your mind wanna just focus on that thing. I remember when I'm doing watercoloring, I literally focus on just one particular thing. I don't let my mind wander. And that's what you should do as a creative. Focus on one thing. The next one, get into your head. It's almost like giving yourself time to think. See, sit yourself down and ask yourself, okay, on this particular thing, what is my thought? Most people believe that, okay, they know their belief on certain things. Then they start asking themselves questions. Ask yourself, when it comes to religion, what do I believe? Not what you passively believe or what everybody is telling you. Sit yourself down and ask yourself, when it comes to God, do I believe in God? Do I believe in spirits? Do I believe in this? Do I believe in that? What do I see about myself? When I look in the mirror, what do I see? really get into your head, get into your mind, ask yourself deep questions, because that's the only way you can be creative. You can only be a creative person is if you can be able to bring out the inner you out, because the world has seen so many faces, the world has seen so many things around them. So if you want to be creative, you have to bring something in you, because that's the only thing that's unique. The only thing unique about this world is the potential inside of us. So if you are not able to bring that potential out for the world to see, the world won't recognize you as a creative person. And that's what we want. We want to be creative. We want to be that unique person that the world has never seen. And that is what I believe that we peaches are. We peaches influencers, we are unique, we are one of a kind. And the only way for you to be that is if you are creative. And the only way to be creative is if you know your stand on different things. So get into your head, sweetie. Get into your head. Ask yourself deep question. Ask yourself disturbing question. Get out of your comfort zone. I know it's not going to be easy. It was not easy for me. There are times where I have to just sit myself down and say, okay, Sin, what do you think of this? Sin, what do you believe in this? Never easy. I'm not saying it's going to be easy the first time. Sometimes you might get distracted at the beginning, but as you come to duty, you see that, okay, your path become clearer. You are now more sure of, okay, what do I believe? Where am I going to? You are now more sure of who you are. So nobody can just come and meet you and bamboozle you, because you would. You know yourself. You know your stand. You know where you're going to. You don't need anybody to come and tell you that, oh, this is who you should be. This is how you should be. Why? Because you know yourself. The next one, let your imagination expand beyond your comfort zone. So really imagine big, imagine wide, imagine far. And people say, people like, oh, it's fantasy. Nobody cares if it's fantasy. Imagine. When computer, the people that were going to design computer, and you recently started thinking of the design computer, the world around them saw them as stupid and like, wow, what are you thinking about a computer? Nothing like that. When people started thinking of internet, people were like, oh, who are these ones? What do they mean by internet? Something that I don't know, it's not possible. They looked at it today, we had the World Wide Web. When people started thinking of shopping online, there were people like, well, what are you talking about? So imagine outside of your comfort zone. Imagine things that the world has not seen before. Let your mind wander. See, most of the brilliant creation, most of the brilliant ideas in this world came from a very imaginative mind. They were formed first of all in the imagination of these persons, and after you be able to imagine things, they were not trying to look for a way to work. Bring those imagination to this earth. Now the next one, which is gonna be the last one for today, is express your deepest and truest desires. See, the truth of the matter is this. The only way you can be a unique person, which is a creative person, is this. Is if you're able to express your truest and deepest desires. Now, when I say desire, I'm not talking of selfish desires that will only benefit you and every other person around you will be devastated by it. No, I'm talking of desires that not only benefit you, but benefit those around you. I'm talking of desires that are so pure, that are pure in its truest form. Desires that are better for a pure heart, desires that are better for a person that only wants to better himself and in the process better everybody around it. So express those desires. Find that when you're able to express those kind of desires, people want to flock to you, and you find yourself you'll be more free and liberated, and you're able to create those deep things, those deep thoughts from within you, and you become a better person. And you find that, wow, you're even more creative than you could ever imagine. Like me, like 4 or 5 years ago, I would have never believed that I would own a blog or have a podcast, or won't start be planning on starting a YouTube channel, because I never believed I was a creative person. But see me today, I'm doing it, and I'm pretty much out there with it. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. So this is the beginning of our new series on discovering the creative you. Sorry, I don't know why I keep saying creating the discovering the creating. I don't know why I keep saying creating, right? But the creative anyway. So creating just comes to my mind. So on the new series, discovering the creative you. So that's all for it, guys. So if you have any questions, do not forget you can always send the questions to me on our blog page. It's gonna be a part for the voice session. Also, you also have a part for rating questions. Anyone, I'll try to answer as many questions as possible. So today I have some questions from you guys that I'll be answering. This was from the last episode. that we did. So the first question is from Mary from Kentucky. I think Kentucky. Do you have to be particular? Okay, do you have to be practicing all nine habits to be successful, to be a successful person, or are there some specific ones you must practice? Okay, now I remember talking about in the last episode the nine habits of a successful person, but I believe that it's not because you must practice these nine habits, but you must look for the habits in you that makes you happy and practice these habits daily and practice this thing minute by minute, second by second. Like I said before, a successful person is not one with the highest amount of money, fame, or personality, but one who is happy with the kind of life they are living. So you have to be doing habits that make you happy as a person. So when you practice habits that make you happy, even if it's just one, even if it's two, as long as these are habits that, okay, you are able to do them continuously every day, every moment, and they give you happiness, then yes, you're a successful person. I hope that answers your question. So the next one is from, says, how do I motivate myself to enjoy life when I'm broke, in debt, and have almost everything in life going wrong? There's no name, so I'm anonymous. How do I motivate myself to enjoy life? So, the truth of the matter is this. I have to ask you a simple question. What to answer? When you stress yourself because of the fact that you're in debt, you're broke, and you don't have money, does it change the situation? Does it change the fact that you're broke? Does it change the fact that you're in debt? No, it doesn't. It really doesn't make a big difference whether you're broke or not. Only thing it does is stress you out the most, give you high blood pressure, and the debt you're holding is still there. So what you should do is this. The only way you can motivate yourself is this. Tell yourself this. See, if I can plan my life, if I can plan my money well, between now and the next 1, 2, 3 years, I'll be out of this debt. And that alone should motivate you, because you'll be like, oh, so I could definitely be out of this debt and I could not be broke between now 2 years, 3 years, if I could just start planning the little money I'm getting. Because I believe that no matter how little the amount is, even if you get $10 a month, $20 a month, that if you are able to, like, okay, out of this $10, I'm going to use $5 to pay my debt every month. And you see that between now and a period of time, you'll be able to clear that debt, and that alone will be able to motivate you. So what should motivate you every day is the fact that if I plan my life, plan my money, between a period of time, I may not be able to enjoy myself yet, but I will be out of the debt and I'll be able to save some money and no longer live like a broke person again. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, please don't forget to leave a feedback and also stars. I'm hoping that I'll someday get the podcast on iTunes. I love you all so much. Remember, stay blessed. And also, today's nugget is gonna be, never be afraid to express the truth. I love you so much, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye, guys.